the world. Learn more at Lemelson.org. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming sunny. Highs today in the lower 40s. We have a chance of flurries and sprinkles. It's 16 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's Sunday morning, and you know what that means. The Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shortz coming up at about 7:41 this morning on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny today, highs in the lower 40s. We have a chance of flurries and sprinkles throughout the day and this evening. It'll be a windy one with winds up to 35 miles per hour. This is KPR.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
They are commanded into work.
Yamini Iyer is the former president of the think tank Center for Policy Research in New Delhi.
In some senses, what we are seeing today is heightened consequence of the pathologies of our politics that is pushing these processes with limited transparency, limited information, and absolutely no power given to the frontline officers who are charged with doing this.
India's Supreme Court has now directed states to deploy extra staff. And under pressure, the Election Commission doubled the pay for booth-level officers from nearly $70 to the current $135. And added special cash incentives for top performers. But for workers like Sharma, the biggest challenge remains public cooperation.
Of 100% of the voters, I go to verify their identities. Only 20% are taking this exercise seriously. What kind of work are we really doing?
For now, the verification drive continues as India races to upgrade its voter list for 500 million people ahead of crucial state elections later this year. For NPR News, I'm Devina Gupta in Noida, in India.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Governor Laura Kelly gave her eighth and final State of the State address last week. Bob Beatty of Washburn University, Michael Smith of Emporia State University, and Tim Carpenter of the Kansas Reflector sat down with me last week to talk about what looks different this time around.
What was different is this sort of feeling of an ending and maybe a little more, the legislature seemed a little nicer because in previous State of the States, oh boy, you could sort of feel it was tense when she'd mentioned a number of things. And she purposely, I think, did not mention a lot of issues just because she wanted to keep that good vibe.
Yeah, Bob, I'd just add that in her early State of the State speeches, there were a lot of asks in there, a lot of proposals, a lot of agenda setting. I'm going to be different than my predecessors, Governor Sam Brownback and Governor Jeff Collier, and this is what I want you to do. But this time, this speech, this is her last one. This was sort of a victory lap, and she was praising the accomplishments of her two terms as governor. And so it's a little different. At the very end, she had a few asks on subjects that she has touched on many times in the past.
And one last thing, what she had wanted to be her signature accomplishment as governor, Medicaid expansion, there was not one word about it. The interesting thing about Medicaid expansion is it's conceivable it actually has the votes to pass. It's the leadership that won't bring it up for a vote. But because of the rural hospitals issue, there are a few Republicans that would vote for it. I don't know if it's enough. We're probably never going to get to find out. I think at this point, she's ready to hand this issue to her successor.
So this is Tim again. Laura Kelly spent a lot of time in this speech talking about decorum and just how politicians relate to each other. And she made the argument that Kansas voters do not like bullies. And she said that if she was the type of politician who yelled first and listened later, she wouldn't have won election as governor. She's probably right. So she spent a lot of time denouncing just these hardcore partisans. And she actually used a lot of scorched earth commentary to go along with that, which is kind of interesting. She talked a lot about the federal government not being led by people who liked bipartisanship and collegiality. She never mentioned President Donald Trump's name, but clearly she was talking about him. She also criticized Congress without saying that out loud because she complained that too many politicians in Washington just sit down, plop down in their seat, and do whatever they were told. She also talked about former Governor Sam Brownback in a critical way and denouncing his leadership without ever mentioning his name, and said her style of leadership, where she has to reach across the aisle as a Democratic governor and work with Republicans, was a key element to her success.
One of the fun things about attending this State of the State address is to observe the behavior of the people. We've all seen the dynamic. You see it with the U.S. State of the Union as well, where one side of the aisle gets up and claps and the other side just sits there. And I saw several moments in which the Democrats would get up and clap and the Republicans would clap but not stand up. And to me, that really kind of captures the feel of the whole night.
Yeah, Bob Beatty here. Michael's right. We were standing next to each other and observing, and we did joke that the irony of people that didn't clap at all for a call for civility. We joked, oh, that must be the anti-civility caucus that will be holding hearings this session. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's so ingrained after 8 years to not want to give the governor, in this case, the opposition party, any victory, even when there's a great idea to stand and applaud for it, that even with civility, there was most of the Republicans would not stand.
That's political scientist Bob Beatty of Washburn University, Michael Smith of Emporia State University, along with Tim Carpenter, who covers politics for the Kansas Reflector. They sat down with me last week to react to Governor Laura Kelly's eighth and final State of the State address. You can hear a longer version of our conversation, as well as Governor Kelly's State of the State address in its entirety, on today's Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER 2.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Coming up next on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And then we'll hear from the author of How to Commit a Post-Colonial Murder, the debut novel by Nina McConaughey. That's all ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the lower 40s, a chance of flurries and sprinkles, windy today with winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 35 miles per hour. It's 16 degrees in Lawrence, 17 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Cross.
Since 1946, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at AU.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up here on KPER. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom coming up at 8:04. Here on KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversations about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you can use every day to stay informed in our changing world. We can only do this because of membership support. You are the essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and information that is KPR. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
The economy have been really low. So he's trying to talk about saving costs. And in addition to talking about housing this coming week, he's also recently announced other plans. Last week, his health care plan was released.
That's NPR's Deepa Shivaram reporting. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Two men are being held in connection with a shooting outside a popular Lawrence bar that left one man dead and a teenager injured. Police were called to the Hawk, also known as the Jayhawk Cafe, shortly before 2 a.m. yesterday morning, where an 18-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. A 16-year-old male was hospitalized in critical condition. The Lawrence Journal-World has identified the suspects. Datron Lamont Daniels of Shawnee was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and aggravated assault. A second suspect, Caden Carl Ralph Clem of Atchison, was arrested on suspicion of felony murder and aggravated assault. Both men are 18 years old. They're being held without bond at the Douglas County Correctional Facility. The Kansas Department of Transportation and Kansas Highway Patrol have launched a new safety campaign for drivers traveling through blowing dust and high winds. Kaylin Moore has this report.
After a dust storm in northwest Kansas caused a 70-car pileup that killed 8 people, the Transportation Department is reminding Kansas drivers of safety protocols. Dust storms often occur from December to April. These sudden, quote-unquote, brownout conditions increase the likelihood of multi-vehicle crashes. In a video, Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heilman says, sometimes it's just best to avoid the roads.
And if the wind's already howling, maybe today's just a good day to stay home.
If caught in a dust storm, Heilman reminds drivers to pull off the road completely, turn off all your lights, and set the brake and stay buckled until it clears. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
In college sports, the KU women lost to Arizona State yesterday afternoon, 67-51. The K-State men lost to the Oklahoma State Cowboys, 84-83. And the K-State women beat Texas Tech, that score 65-59. Mostly cloudy skies today, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 40s. With a chance of flurries and sprinkles. Winds from the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming northwest this afternoon, gusts up to 35 miles per hour. It's 16 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
That's Arash Azizi, a researcher at Yale University.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you just go on too long. It cuts you off. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up, when President Trump pardoned the January 6th protesters last year, did he also pardon the man charged with planting bombs at the Democratic and Republican Party offices that day? His lawyer says so. We'll have that story coming up at about 8:35 this morning on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. Your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at maselli's.com.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming sunny. Highs today in the lower 40s. It's 17 degrees in Emporia, 19 degrees in Manhattan, 17 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Join us for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Your hosts tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be here on a Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday. Continuing for the next hour and a half here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Looking for ways to really appreciate the moment? Coming up, we'll hear from Australian folk band The Paper Kites and a new song they have that may just help you do that. That coming up at about 8:55 on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air with an anniversary weekend of live music, cocktail parties, and more. Mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence. We'll hear live music from Nutty and Exotica Cocktail, mixology seminars, and much more. Check out the full schedule and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll see you there.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom
access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, the latest news from NPR. Just about a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom as well. And then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Looks like the skies are clearing. We've got partly sunny skies in Lawrence with highs today in the lower 40s. It's 17 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.